Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. He's preparing us for something that we cannot handle right now. He's making us ready just because he cares. Amen. He's making us ready just because he cares. He's providing us with what we'll need to carry out the next matter in our lives. He's preparing us because he cares for us, preparing us for everything that comes in our life. Yes, he's preparing us because he cares. He's maturing us because he cares. He's arranging us because he cares. He's rearranging. He's preparing because he cares. Yes, he is training us. He is tuning us. He is purging us. He is pruning us, preparing us because he cares, preparing us for everything that comes in our life, everything that comes in our life, for everything that comes in our life, getting us ready for the warfare. Getting us ready. He said, put on the whole armor of God. And as we do, we find ourselves growing in the knowledge of God. He says, I'm not my own. And I go where he says go. I find myself, I got a new attitude. I got a smile. I'm smiling. I'm smiling through the tears. I got a new mind and a new attitude. All because he's preparing us for what we cannot handle right now and for what is to come. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it as he prepares us. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. I give him praise and glory. I thank him for waking each and every one of us up this morning. We didn't get a phone call that's saying that this person won't be with us because of whatever. So I truly thank God for each and every one of you that has joined us on this morning. To God be the glory for all that he has done. To God be the glory. I bless his name for what he is doing. To God be the glory. I bless his name and I magnify, lift him up and exalt him as I yet trust him for what is yet to come. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing in it. Amen, amen, amen. As Mary prepares to come on this morning and pray this thing through, let me just remind us of where we are for those who might be joining us for the first time this year. That sounds strange. For the first time this year. Amen. 2026. Reset, refocus, reignite. Reset, refocus, reignite. Reset, refocus, reignite. Answering the call to formation. Answering the call to formation. And so we started this month, this year, this week. We acknowledge that God lovingly interrupts on Monday and disrupts on Tuesday what cannot go forward. As we look at January's focus of Lord, disrupt what can't go forward, which is all part of reset, refocus, reignite, answering the call to formation. And so we acknowledge that God lovingly interrupts and disrupts Monday and Tuesday, recognizing that disruption is not destruction, but as we heard the song, he's preparing. It is preparation. It's preparation. And now on today, I want us to understand that interruption and disruption, what does it do? It begins to form us. it begins to form us. It begins. Divine disruption, interruption and divine disruption leads to formation. It leads to formation. It leads to formation. So then, Bridget, what is formation? I'm so glad you all asked that, right? So check this out. Divine disruption, remember this, divine disruption is not the end of the journey just because, this has changed, this has shifted. No, it is the doorway. Preparation, it is the doorway. So when God disrupts that thing, right, when he disrupts whatever cannot go with us in this new season, he is making room for formation. What he interrupts externally, you all, he begins to reshape in us internally. So this, remember this, interruption is that pause. Remember, it demanded on Monday, interruption demands that we pause, we give our attention. Something has our attention. It causes us to stop, to pause what we're doing and give that thing, whatever it is, our attention, right? So remember that interruption gets our attention, right? Disruption shifts those things and says, this is not good for where we're going. Formation begins to transform the identity. Amen. We begin to come into the newness of the season, of begin to be shaped and formed, and actually it brings us into a place of alignment, right? So formation is what happens after the interruption. When God begins shaping who we are becoming, right? And once we talked about that old wineskin, once old patterns are broken, once new old mindsets, old wineskins are removed and the familiar comforts disrupted, God starts the deeper work of molding our character, strengthening our faith, and increasing our capacity, right? Increasing our capacity. This is where the song comes in, he's preparing me, right? This is where it becomes not just some words, y'all, but it becomes a confession. He's preparing me. So, Bridget, what's going on in your life? He's preparing me. That is my confession, right? God is not disrupting us to confuse us, but he is preparing us through formation so we can carry what's next without breaking under the weight of it. One more time. He is preparing us through formation so we can carry what's next without breaking under the weight of it. You know, that reminds me of something I was told within the last few days. Someone told someone, say, Bridget is a beast. And I'm like, But what they said is that she can carry the weight. You know, she can cover, she can carry the weight of some things, right? So when I read this, I'm like, he is preparing us through formation so we can carry what's next without breaking under the weight of it. Anybody want to carry some weight in the spirit realm? Amen. Be able to speak a thing and know and rest, believing and knowing that it's going to come to pass, believing that you will open your mouth and speak a word of encouragement and that person will walk away a totally different person. Amen. Anyone willing to allow God to prepare them to be able to carry and handle some weight. Formation produces alignment. Formation produces alignment. It leads us into alignment where our hearts, habits, and obedience line up with God's will. Alignment, this doesn't happen accidentally. It is the fruit of us being formed, of us allowing God to form us, right? What God shapes in us during this phase positions us to walk in alignment with his timing, with his purpose, and with his direction. So disruption clears the way. Formation, listen to this, shapes the vessel. Interruption causes us to pause. Disruption clears the way. Formation shapes the vessel. When we resist formation, listen to this, we delay alignment. But when we submit to formation, we begin to move in rhythm. We begin to move in rhythm. We begin to move in rhythm with heaven. Our yes becomes clearer, our discernment sharper, and our steps more intentional. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I desire to live intentional. Intentionality is my decree. I decree and declare that I will walk and live intentionally. Amen. Not wasting time on situations, circumstances, and spaces that don't need to, that don't do not deserve. Amen. My attention. Amen. No noise in some areas. No noise. I'm still in this no noise zone, right? So let's wrap this up as Mary comes. Amen. To pray this thing through for us. Divine interruption cause us to pause, gets our attention. Divine disruption removes what cannot go forward. Formation develops who we must become. And then alignment comes after that, which positions us to move forward with God. So this is why we can say and pray with confidence, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward, form what must be shaped, and align me with what you have prepared for my life. Disrupt what can't go forward, form what must be shaped, and align me with what you have prepared for my life. So, Father, here we are. This intentional, ongoing work of you shaping our inner lives, our character, our convictions, our capacity, so that who we are aligns with who you have called us to be and what you have called us to carry. We lift our hands to you, Father, and we say, here we are, submitted and surrendered, O God, our hearts poised toward you, that you may do the work in us. Prepare us, O God, shape us, make us, mold us, form us into the men and women that you desire for us to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I have been preparing for this morning, and it's and God is just awesome, because as Bridget was even speaking of the forming, the scripture Jeremiah 18 comes to mind. And we know what that scripture is. It's about the potter and the wheel, and how that he was making on the potter. I'm just going to read it at Jeremiah 18. And verse 3, then it says, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make. And as I'm listening to Bridget talking about us being formed, God is reforming us into who he wants us to be. And my focus scripture for this morning is Philippians 1 and 6. That's out of the New Living Translation. And I am certain that God, who began the work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So he's continually working on us. He's reforming us. He's transforming us. He is making us into who he wants us to be, so that we are in formation. And when I think about formation, I think of the military and how they are in alignment. When they have to get into formation, they are in straight line. Everyone's uniform has to be on point. It has to be, everything has to be in its place. The pins, the collars, everything that is on them has to be in alignment. It has to be where it's supposed to be. Nothing can be out of place. Their trousers have to be creased. Everything has to be pressed. Everything has to be how it's supposed to be. And spiritually, so God is aligning us. And we heard on Monday that we are to pause. And as I was thinking about that, even on that pause, when Bridget say pause, sometimes God wants to get our attention, so we have to pause. When we get ready to say something or do something, we need to pause. God, is this you? Is this something that I should say? Is this something that I should do? Is this a move I should make? Should I go this direction? We are to pause. And then we heard yesterday on how he's disrupting some things. Yes, and it's not comfortable when God, because we get in our own minds and we get in our own way sometimes because we want to do things our way. But if we align ourselves to the Word of God and to who He is and how He wants to move in 2026, then we'll say yes, Lord, to whatever the disruption is. That disruption, as Bridget has said, may be with someone that we don't need to necessarily have that relationship or that place we shouldn't go. Whatever that is, that God is trying to realign us to what He has desired for us in this season of our lives. So, Father, we thank You because You are realigning us. God, You're transforming us. You're causing us to pause. You're causing us to have disruptions in our lives that will better us because it's going to be for Your glory. So, Father, we thank You, oh God, because You are putting us in formation as soldiers of the King, not soldiers of this world, but soldiers of the King, that we're putting on our armor, God, the armor that we need to fight in this battle, that we are fighting spiritually, God, that we put on the helmet of salvation, that we put on that we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel. So, Father, help us to put on our armor so that we can be in alignment as Your sons and daughters, God, fighting in Your army, that we are ready, that we are prepared, oh God, for what is to come, God, because we know that we're living in the days that we need to be ready to fight spiritually, God. And I heard Sister Bridget said that someone called her a beast. And we all want to be that beast in the spirit, God, that we can do what He has called us to do, however that looks like, because we each have our own ministry. We each have assignments that He has assigned to us individually. And what I do is not what Bridget does. So, Father, help us and prepare us individually, God, to come into alignment so that we can come together as one body. God, there's one body with many members, and we all play a part, God, in this body. We all have a significant role in this body, oh God, because we all are different, but You made us one in You, Father. So align us, God, to who You would have us to be in this body in 2026, in the body of Christ, not necessarily in our churches, but in the body of Christ, that we can witness to that person that we need to witness to, that person that we can reach, God, that person that someone else cannot reach, but we can reach. So, Father, align us, God, with Your word, align us with Your Holy Spirit, Father, that we can be in alignment, because once we are aligned with You individually, that we have that relationship with You individually, that we'll build ourselves up in You individually, that when we are collectively together, there is no devil that can come against us, that we are an army for You, Father, that we are standing strong and mighty for You to build up Your kingdom and to rebuke the enemy that comes against us, Father. So we thank You, God, that You have brought us together, even in 2026. God, You brought us to this year. You brought us to this week, God, that we continue to build up our most holy faith in You, Father. And we thank You, God, because You're forming us. You are making us into the army that You would have us to be, because we are in a fight, Father. And we thank You, God, because we have Your Holy Ghost, God, to reside with us and let it reign with us and let it rule us, Father. And let us be sensitive, God, to the Holy Ghost to move when He says move, to do what He says to do, God, and not worry about what it looks like, not worry about what it may seem, that it may not make sense to anyone, but God, we're moving according to Your word. We're moving according to Your spirit. So, Father, as we come into alignment with You, God, You will make us align together because we are aligned with You first. God, because if we work on ourselves, God, and even as some of us are in the awareness fast, God, that we are more aware of You. We are aware of Your word, Father, and what it is in our lives individually, and that we would do what's necessary for us individually, whatever that looks like. Some of us need to do something different, God, than maybe what we've done in the past, God, in this awareness of You, God, and that we will come in alignment with You. that we will be in formation when we are done, oh God, as we are seeking you every day. And this is not a one and done. This is a continuation, God, until you come back, God, or until you take us home, that we are to be in alignment with you, that we are to be in formation with you. So, Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to even call on your name, that we have the opportunity, God, to be in alignment with you, and even to be in alignment with our brothers and sisters that believe as we do, and they're walking as we are walking. And God, because there is no confusion in you, there is no confusion in you. So God, even as believers, no matter what reformation that we say we are walking according to the word of God, that we're walking according to what your Holy Spirit speaks to us, God, because we know that there is only going to be those that have surrendered their lives to you, God. There will be nothing when we get to heaven, God. There will be no titles. There will be no reformation. We will all be there worshiping you and crying out to you, Father. So we thank you, God, God, that we are gathering ourselves together now so that when we gather together, we will be one, Father, that there is nothing that will come in between us, Father, because we are serving the one and true living God. So, Father, we thank you that we are aligning ourselves, God, with your word. Father, that we are coming into alignment with your word. And, God, create a clean heart in us as we go through this process. Create a clean heart in us and renew a right spirit within us, Father. Renew our minds, transform our minds, oh God, that we think like you, that we walk like you, that we talk like you, that we do everything according to your word, God. No, we are not perfect. We are striving for perfection, but God, that we will do what we can, God, according to your word, that we will align ourselves with the word of God. That as we go forth, God, in our day to day, that we will walk uprightly before you, that our lights will shine, that people will see what something in us and say, what must I do to have what you have? God, it's not about us going around carrying our Bibles or speaking in tongues or any of that, but it's living the life on a day-to-day basis, that we show the fruit of the Spirit, God, in everything that we do, that we're showing love, that we're showing patience, that we're long-suffering, God, with those that need our long-suffering, those that need our patience, God, those that need a kind word. God, help us to show up every day, God, according to what the word of God says, and that we can demonstrate, Father, the fruit of the Spirit, God, that resides on the inside of us. Because if there is no fruit, then that tree needs to be pruned. So God, prune us where we need to be pruned, Father. God, whatever that looks like, where we're not bearing fruit, prune us back, oh God, because I'd rather be pruned than to be cut off from you. So Father, prune us so that we can bear more fruit, that we can bear the fruit of the Spirit and win others to you, Father, that we can be that light, God, that shines in a dark world, God, that we can be that encouraging word as we go about our day, God, to encourage that brother or sister that they can make it, that they can live a life that's free from sin, God, by how we live our lives, God, how we demonstrate love one to another, Father. So, God, as we come into formation, we're coming into formation with the word of God. God, we're coming into formation with the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of us, God, so that it can align us with you, that we will be in alignment. Because if we're in alignment with you, we will be in alignment with each other. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, because we have the word of God. We have something, God, that we can read and we can study, oh God, and we can find ourselves in the word, and God, we can align ourselves with the word of God, and we have the gift of the Holy Ghost that can speak to us and lead us and guide us into all truth if we will listen, God, because you are a gentleman. You don't force us to do anything, but Father, help us to be obedient and humble to the Holy Spirit, that when he tells us to do something, when he instructs us to go, or when he instructs us to say this or that, that we will be obedient and do as he has instructed, because we want to be in alignment with you, God. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank you for salvation today. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost today. God, that rests and rules with us, Father. So we thank you, God, that we are pausing. God, we are pausing to hear your voice. We are pausing, God, before we say what we think we want to give someone a piece of our mind, that we're pausing, God, when we want to react. We're pausing to listen for the Holy Ghost to see if this is what should be said or should I walk away. Whatever the situation is, we're pausing, God, to hear the Holy Spirit speak to us, to hear your voice speak to us as to what we are to do or what we are to say. And Father, as you disrupt, God, as your divine disruption comes, God, help us to be okay with it. God, yes, it may be uncomfortable, but God, in the end, we know that it is for your glory. So, Father, even in our disruptions that you will bring, God, help us to understand that this is your doing. We may not understand it. It may not even make sense to us, but God, we know that you are in control. So help us, God, to be willing to listen and be willing to accept this disruption, because the disruption may be uncomfortable. The disruption may be something that we didn't even see coming. But, God, we know that you have our best interests at heart, God, that you love us and you want what's best for us. So, Father, we thank you for the disruption that you may bring in our lives, God, in this season of 2026. So, Father, we thank you, oh, God, and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. And I pray for everyone that's on this platform on this morning. God, you know the prayer requests. You know the needs that need to be met. You know the situations. We know those that are dealing with sickness, those that are dealing with grief. God, I pray for that comfort right now, God, and we know that you're right there with them. God, let them know that you're right there with them. Let them feel your presence, Father, God, wherever they may be, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, because you're yet in control. No matter what the doctors say, no matter what the bank says, no matter what the manager says, you are still in control, and we are yet trusting you, God, to open the doors and make the ways, and even close doors that need to be closed, Father. So we thank you. We glorify your name on today, God. We give you honor on today, God, because you are God, and you're God alone. You don't need any help from us. So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost as it rests and rules and commands us and guides and leads us if we will listen. So, Father, thank you, and we praise you, God, and I pray traveling grace for everyone that has to go out today, God, and bless them in their homes, wherever they are, God, bless them and meet the needs. And, Father, we just say thank you, and we glorify your name, and it is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Bridget. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, good morning. Anyone? I was on mute and didn't know it. Good morning, good morning. Anyone want to share before we conclude? I was saying, as soldiers of the King, putting on the whole armor of God, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyone want to briefly share it before we move forward this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, well, you know what I said here this morning, and I listened and I reflected and thought about putting on the armor of God. If you guys need to pull that text up and read it today, prepare yourself for battle. Amen. Prepare yourself for battle. Amen. Because if you desire to be strong, to be a force, to be a beast, yeah, it's gonna require some battle, a little bit of, you're gonna go into battle a little bit, amen. So just go ahead and get yourself prepared. Put on the full armor of God, of Christ, amen. And just be prepared. As the disruption comes, we heard Mary reiterate, as the disruption comes, because if you are serious about this thing, this walk, disruption has to come. It has to come. So I think I put on my post, don't be surprised, it because it has to come, right? Formation, y'all, that intentional process of God working on the inside of us so that we can carry what he has prepared on the outside. He's not just interested in where we're going, but he's deeply invested in who we are becoming. Think about this. Formation happens in the in-between space after the disruption, but before the alignment. After the disruption, but before the alignment. If you can picture, after the disruption, but before the alignment, formation is taking place. The season where God says, Bridget, I need to shape you before I send you. Mary, I need to shape you before I send you. Carla, I need to shape you before I send you. Janet, I need to shape you before I send you. Anne, I need to shape you before I send you. Amen. It is the season where God says, I need to shape you before I send you, before I can release you. Amen. So God, we thank you that you are preparing us. Yeah, Alnita, he needs to shape you before he sends you. Kaya, he needs to shape you before he sends you. I thank God, sis. I'm looking forward to seeing you today. Amen, y'all. God is doing something that we hope to be able to share and release the end of this month. Kaya, am I right? Amen. God is shaping us before he sends us. Glenda,
that's
Andrea,
right, at the end of this month.
Amen. Amen. The end of this month, y'all. God is shaping us so that he can send us. Glenda, Andrea, Rita, Christy, yeah, he's shaping you. Mm-hmm. Willette, Jackie, Jones, Janann, Debbie, yep, he's shaping you so that he can send you. He's shaping you so that he can send you. He's shaping you, Debbie, so that he can send you. Amen. Bernita, Angela, both Angelas, he's shaping you, amen, before he sends you. Ricky, Jackie Blackburn, Dr. P, Mother Peoples, Sandra Gatson, Pastor Willie, amen, Carmen, amen, Robin, Carla, he's shaping you, ladies, before he sends you. Denise, yes. He's shaping you before he sends you. Amen. Brandy, Sharon, Destiny. He's shaping you. Destiny, he's shaping you. Sharon, he's shaping you. Brandy, Mother Mosley. Mother, he's yet shaping you because there's so much more work for you to do. He's shaping you as he continues to send you and send you into new spaces and new places. Amen. Sharnade, yes. Antoinette, Ruby. Rolanda, Tally, Angela Sanders, amen. Both Angelas, Alnita, Daphne, Diane, yes, both Dianes, and Annette, he's shaping you, ladies, before he send you, amen. He's shaping you, Barry, he's shaping you, sir, before he send you, amen. If I'm wireless callers, he's shaping you before he send you. Anonymous callers, he's shaping you before he send you. If I missed anyone, just say that, let me say this. He's shaping you before he sends you. Formation often feels slow, uncomfortable, and maybe unseen. But just because God's work is hidden doesn't mean it's absent. Like the clay on the potter's wheel, we heard Mary make reference to Jeremiah 18th chapter. Like clay on the potter's wheel, formation requires surrender, stillness, and sensitivity to God's hands. When we resist formation, we delay alignment. When we submit, we mature, we grow, we become. God is preparing us. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for each and every one of you. I bless the Lord for being God. I thank those of you who have signed up to for New Year. It's called New Year, New You Fitness with Developing Hope on January 24th, amen, at Orange Theory. We have about 7 spots left. So if you're interested, you better jump on it. It's on the website. Other than that, listen, whatever you do, y'all, make sure God gets the glory from your life. Make sure you're sharing his love with someone. Someone needs you. Someone needs what God has entrusted or what God has deposited in you. Be that place. Be that in that space. Be that person. Be hope to someone today. Share his love along the way. He will get the glory from my life, and I pray he gets the glory from your life this day. Amen. He's preparing me.
But he will.